Coming at you. Oh, yeah. Mike, happy Sunday. How is it going, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's the worst time of the year, but pretty good.
Worst time of the year, but pretty good. All right, I'm down with that.
I had to prep the soil today.
Oh, that's what I did today. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
No way, man. I had the best day ever. Yeah, we were, I woke up early and I got after the garden, man. It was great. I did a little tilling yesterday and then I did a lot of weed pulling. And then today I got deep in with the hose and the rakes and the pitchfork. And then I sprinkled in some nutrients, gave it a little watering. Felt good.
Yeah, did you hear about the 10-10-10 ordeal here on Clifton?
I did not, no.
It's just like, you know, 10-10-10 is just like the basic fertilizer.
That's right, man.
And we all kept telling Nona, she got to put it in the garden. She said, no, chemicals are bad. She doesn't want chemicals. Totally against it. Wouldn't listen to me, wouldn't listen to Huga, wouldn't listen to Dad. But then Louie told her it's okay.
Oh, all right, man, yeah.
So, of course, then she went out to the store and bought a bag. Put it down today.
All right. Nice. Yeah.
Along with, like, chicken manure, mushroom compost, like, a whole bunch of stupid shit. It was a lot of work. A lot of weeds. That's a big fucking garden. Man.
All right. Yeah, I got two boxes, and I just mixed in this, I don't even know what it is. It's got the nitrogen and all the other good stuff, and I mixed it in with just water. That's it.
You didn't turn the dirt?
I turned the dirt, yeah, for sure. You got to turn it. Oh, yeah.
You got two little boxes. We got like 500 square feet of garden out there.
Good call, yeah. So it's a lot of work. You need a young fella like yourself to get down in it.
Warm me up.
No, I hear you. But then that way, you earn your beverage for the day, right, man?
I already earned it.
That's right. Yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, man. All right. I'm getting the sound adjusted here. Mike, give me a touchdown on the gain. You're going to love it.
Oh, no. We're going to start this again. Touchdown.
We're going to do all it right. every show until you have no idea.
Got to get a better mic.
I've been improving everything. I got a new, I updated the Ethernet cable, so maybe we're connecting a little quicker, hopefully. Probably not. Nothing seems to change. But
nah. Same not when the FBI's against you, you know?
Same old crap, different toilet, right? Hey now. I think that's the saying.
That's about right.
All right, man. Well, the weekend is upon us. I'm happy we're here. Beautiful 2 days in Colorado, not a chemtrail in the sky, Mike. It was, I don't know how we got so blessed to avoid the
geontech. Spend all their money on immigrants.
No, I think they're funneling all their money towards overseas at this point, man. I mean, World War III, yeah or nay? What's going on here? Yay or nay on the World War III? What's happening here?
I don't know. I don't really... Maybe. I'm going to go with a maybe. I don't know what's happening with Iran now attacking Israel.
Yeah, I don't get it. Iran's attacking Israel because Israel attacked Iran, right? They killed that dude a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on over there. They all hate the Jews.
It's good stuff. Here's the best part. We're in it. Whether we know what's going on or not, we're helping. We're doing it, folks.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're part of this deal. Did you see the video footage of the Iron Dome?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing every time. They said only one person got injured after all those missiles, all those drones. Only one person injured. That's pretty amazing.
99% success rate.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool stuff. It is a small amount of land. I mean, it'd be tough to Iron Dome the United States, right?
Good call. I guess you just have to do the border and the coast.
We can't even do the border.
Can't even do the border. Yeah, right. It's an open door,
dude. They're just walking right in and out, man.
Didn't try to stop missiles. Can't even stop the people, man. Yeah,
oh,
right.
Man. I got to say, I had quite a weekend, Mike. I lived the white privilege, I feel like, this weekend. We were just lounging in the yard, doing some yard work here and there. But yesterday we decided, oh, let's, beautiful out, let's go to our favorite brewery down the street. And we hit it up, man, and there I was drinking craft beer and, you know, eating a delicious sandwich. I think it was rated the greatest grilled cheese in Denver, but it's basically a Philly. It's like a Philly cheesesteak crammed into a grilled cheese.
Mm.
Oh, it's incredible, man. And sitting there eating my craft grilled cheese, drinking my craft beer. I walked out to the parking lot, smoked a little puff of my craft marijuana that I like to purchase. And I'm like, man, this is it. This is the white privilege they're all talking about, man.
That's it. Everything you indulged in was overpriced.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, didn't even think about
it. I tipped heavy. I was feeling so good. I'm like, yeah, take it all. Take all my money, man. I don't care.
Oh, I make more than me hourly. Here's an extra $20. Here you go.
Yeah, man. It felt good. Felt really good. And then today before the show, we went down to the old town, Arvada. And I was feeling like a cheeseburger after I did all my yard work this morning. And so we moseyed on down to Old Town, and guess we just happened, I don't even know what was happening, but we stumbled into another craft brewery with craft burgers. Everything was craft, man. It's all craft out here in Colorado. It's incredible. Living the dream.
Best life in Denver, you know?
It's a Colorado living, man. Yeah, that's why, and I think I see the privilege now. I'm kind of understanding. How, Mike, tell me the last time you indulged in a delicious craft food cart at a craft brewery in the south side of Chicago.
Yeah, never. I did go to El Burrito yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? don't give me that. Come on. Don't get the wah, wah, wah.
Oh, man. I'm just glad you can hear it through all that stuff, man. So, but either way, it was...
Not a lot of breweries here. You got the 312. I guess you do have quite a few. I don't know. Not that fun.
Oh, I love visiting a brewery, man. Like, every time we go, we purchase a little six-pack, or a lot of these craft brew joints, they do the four-pack. A little bit bigger-sized beer. You got the four-pack.
Yeah, but over here, they, like, don't have food. Like, you go to 312, you, like, drink all that beer, you're hungry, and they got, like, a pretzel.
Right, that's, yeah. But there's so much... You walk down the street, any neighborhood in Chicago, and you got Jim's Beef. And you've never heard of it, but it's the best beef you've ever had, right? Like, that kind of exists throughout Chicago, whereas here in Colorado, there's no good food. You're lucky to find the brewery with the good food truck parked next to it.
That is true. Food trucks, that's what you guys have over us, is the food truck.
Yes, because Jared Polis has made it impossible to open up your own restaurant at this point. So you're better off just doing your own thing on your own set of wheels and driving around wherever the business is.
Gotta go mobile, you know?
Yeah, well, you can't open up a shop on the 16th Street Mall, man. It's unbelievable down there. They're stuck in a 5-year construction debacle, which they didn't plan for because they didn't... They needed a guy like you who could actually scope out the zone and know what they were doing plumbing. They ran into some sort of major sewage tunnel that exists that they didn't know about, built in like 18-something, and it has delayed the entire reconstruction of 16th Street Mall by like 3 years.
Happens all the time, man. Yeah, all the time.
Oh, man. So nobody's opening businesses down there. So now the scene is the food truck, man. And again, you're doing your food truck. It's you and another guy. You're probably co-owners, right? Partners in the business. And you maybe get one of your wives or both wives to help out with the food ordering. And that's it. You ain't dishing out $20 an hour plus maternity leave to nobody, man.
Yeah, no, the whole saying, if I'm going to pay somebody $20 an hour to do it, I'm going to do it myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just spilled a little beer on me. Hey, now.
You're saying nothing, but now you are on video.
I got the mic strategically placed to block my spillage.
Nice.
Oh, man. But the weekend started out really good, I got to say. Kicked things off on Friday seeing Rob Schneider at the Comedy Works South, man. Yeah.
I can't believe you bought tickets for Rob Schneider.
I can't believe you're so low on the Schneider, man.
Dude. Was it good?
Here's an article. Came out in February. They're from Newsweek. Rob Schneider's rise and fall. Look at this lowly picture of him. And apparently, people are... They don't like Rob Schneider because he's... You heard it here first. Not first, but you've heard it. Anti-vaxxer. That's right. He's...
Hitler.
Big time against all the COVID lockdowns and all the nonsense that took place during the Summer of Love. And, you know, 2020 throughout until now, he's anti-woke, essentially. Hilarious show. Absolutely fantastic. I'm going to put it in the top three of comedy acts that I've seen.
No way.
Absolutely. The crowd was, it was packed, sold out. Crowd was absolutely loving it. He's got a great demeanor. And his approach to everything was just, it was hilarious, man. I had an absolute blast. Top three, other top three I'm going to say is Adam Carolla, who I also saw at the Comedy South, same venue. And then maybe number one still, I'm going to keep it up there, I think. When I saw Jim Brewer over at the Boulder Theater about 5 years ago, one of the funniest shows I've ever seen in my entire life.
I could see Jim Brewer, Adam Carolla. I can't believe you're going to put Rob Schneider up there with those guys.
You got to give him a shot. Check him out. He's very funny. He's hitting all the notes. He's making fun of all the things that you and I like to make fun of. And it was very enjoyable. He was really hitting it, man. I was all in on it.
I don't know. I'm not saying I disagree with his material. I just don't think he's that funny. Definitely don't think he's worth $50 a ticket.
It was $35 a ticket.
Right, there you go.
Yeah. I mean,
who agrees with me is Rob Schneider.
Yeah, he knows how to do it. But to his credit, three nights, two shows a night, all of them sold out. So the guy's doing something right.
Yeah, I guess.
And, you know, last time I saw Adam Carolla, not sold out from what I recall. Kind of interesting. But, you know, he
a little bit more polarizing.
Possibly. Well, either way, really, really fun night, man. What was crazy, though, is we started off the evening to get some sushi, Mike, and we had just talked about this about a month ago on the show, if you recall.
Yeah.
And like clockwork, we're finishing up what I assume to be the first round of sushi, and what do I hear from my date? Oh, so full. Can't even possibly stomach another piece of fish.
So now you look like the fat ass.
I'm ready to jump the counter and tackle the sushi guy to eat whatever food he's got in his hand, man. Starving.
What was it, $200?
It was half a paycheck, without a doubt. And so, we still starving, but she's full. And the sushi place was crazy, though. This is what really got me, actually. Was we walk into this joint, man. Packed. Rocking. They're, you know, and this is 5:30. Like they're still heading into the night, you know what I mean? But they're going full on. And we walk in and you could kind of tell you got the four sushi guys in the back working the bar. You got two bartenders at the actual bar, and then you have what seem to be two servers and like a busboy just sprinting at full speed doing everything they can. And then as we walk in, at the hostess saying, stand three fat chicks in their, like, teens, right? Not moving. Yeah. Barely breathing. That's how slow they're moving. They're just standing there, right? And Emma's like, hey, you know, they asked if we had a reservation. And we're like, no, we would just like to sit at the bar. Now, so anybody that's been to a sushi restaurant knows when you say, I'm going to sit at the bar, you're talking about the sushi bar. You're going to go sit at the sushi bar.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I figured you'd go into the bar.
No, there was nothing at the bar. It was just two bartenders. There was like nothing going on there. It was clearly like, we're like, no, we'd like to sit at the bar and eat some sushi. And they said, go ahead. We're like, all right. So we walk up and we sit down. And about 10 minutes later, one of the hostesses finally emerged from her hostess stand and said, you know, we were supposed to sit you. It's not seat yourself. And we're like, well, you said go ahead. Like, what do you want? You're not moving. You're not talking. You're not moving. And you just like, go ahead. So, all right, we went ahead, man. We sat ourselves. Fortunately, we had a really great server who appeared to be the only server in the entire restaurant, just sprinting from side to side, area to area, getting everybody everything. Our beers were a little slow. You know me, I kind of jumped the gun a little with them, and I said, you know, they're fucking us over because we sat ourselves, right? You see what's going on here? Yeah, like, oh, they're giving us the old, ah, yeah, take that, buddy. But really, they were just so slammed, and they ended up bringing us extra beer as an apology, which was awesome. You know, getting the free beer. So we enjoyed ourselves, had a good amount of sushi. I did not fill whatsoever, but we left a nice tip for the young lady who was sprinting around like a madman. Obviously, probably has to give some percentage of her tip to those three buffoons just standing at the front doing nothing.
A lot, though. Those guys.
But here's where my head was at, because we've been talking a lot lately about the minimum wage in California for the fast food restaurant workers going up to $20 an hour from 16. And here in Denver and in Colorado, these hostesses, they're making $16-$18 an hour. They're doing nothing, man. And then they're expecting the tips. It's ridiculous, right? Mm-hmm. Our whole predicament, everything, would have been easier for everyone involved. The sushi guys making the sushi, the people serving the drinks, everybody, the server, if they just fired those three hostesses and put up a kiosk right at the front. And it just shows you the seats, right? And the seats that are open, you can click them and request those seats. And then when they're ready, it says, you go sit to your seat, and you just go sit at your seat, man.
Yeah, that'd be so much better. Oh, that'd be so much better. You don't even need them.
No, you don't need those idiots standing at the door. Because first of all, the thing with the hostess, it used to be pretty young girl smiles and flirts with us and makes us feel welcomed, right? It's the host.
Yeah, the host. Yeah, the hostess.
Yes, they're not doing it anymore, though. Now they're just like, what do you want? Oh, and then they make fun of you when you don't do the right thing. So let's get rid of these idiots who are just costing too much money and just stick a kiosk in there, man. Come on.
I like it. Yeah, I thought the hostess was like the one that's not 21 yet, so can't serve.
Yeah, I think you're, yeah, it's pretty much it. But, you know, they shouldn't be so dumb is my take on it, actually. But either way.
The education system. I'm sure they know all 96 genders.
But, right, yes.
Can't sit you at a table. You know, life skills.
Well, we were chatting about it the other day, and I keep kind of bringing it up, as I have here, but I'm a huge fan of the robot revolution taking over the food industry, because I, myself, someone who worked many years in food, I loved cooking. I did it for a long time at the base minimum wage, and it was still enjoyable, believe it or not. You don't need to make outrageous, you know, six figures to cook, but apparently you do now. Well, they're going to replace these people, which is what I've been saying, and they're going to replace them with robots, and I think it's coming sooner than later, and I got the goods for us here, Mike.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. We got robot chefs.
The burgers at this Los Angeles fast food restaurant are classic, but the workers may be the future. Cali Express touts itself as the world's first fully autonomous restaurant.
Okay, you're going to help me get Wally to make me a burger, is that right?
From facial recognition as you order.
So go ahead and put in your order.
Okay. So we'll do the burger with everything and some raw onion, of course.
To the robot chefs behind the counter, almost everything here is made by machines. The fries by a robot called Flippy.
Flippy is using his robot arm to grab a basket. He's going to bring it over here to this freezer, and we'll dispense an order of fries into it. Because a robot arm is just a robot arm, but the secret sauce here is the AI that really powers it.
And for the main course, there's the burger bot, grinding the meat fresh, forming patties, and grilling to order.
As it spins around and as it gets to the end, it'll scoop it up and it'll dump it into this bucket.
Major chains are already starting to bite into AI and automation. Wendy's experimenting with AI-powered drive-thrus.
Welcome to Wendy's. What would you like?
Salad chain Sweetgreen has salads rotating through automation. Chipotle even has robots building its burrito bowls.
What would you say to people that say, listen, this is taking away jobs?
Restaurants have a really hard time finding workers, and it costs them a lot to have those workers. So you want to be very thoughtful about where you put those workers, because working the fry station is a pretty undesirable job. It's dangerous. You burn your arms.
Automation will likely eliminate some jobs. That may be inevitable. They didn't choose that it's 30%.
But Brian Justy, who researches labor practices at UCLA, warns an all-robot kitchen may not be on the menu anytime soon.
I think there's a kind of significant smoke and mirrors trick happening here where you get claims of full automation.
Because even at what they call the world's first fully autonomous restaurant, there's Enoveva.
The robot helps me out a lot, and then I help the robot in turn.
Yeah, but it's one of her.
I was just thinking the same thing.
That's the difference. This is the point.
Instead of paying four people $8 an hour, you know, I have one chick at $20 an hour.
Have Svetlana and then no Jose or Juan, right? You've eliminated Jose and Juan. We got Svetlana or whatever her
name is. And Kevin and Ryan, the high school kids who work the cashier. Gone.
They're gone, man. Long gone, dude. Now you just got the one person there to keep up with the robots. This is all it is.
I help the robot intern.
She makes these burgers whole, adding toppings and, of course, the bun. Something these robots haven't quite mastered yet.
All right, let's try this. Not bad.
A bite into the future.
Oh, yeah, perfectly fucking cooked. Of course it's not bad. You see how good that thing cooked that burger?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, man. The guy didn't hurry it up so he can go out and have his bowl break in the alleyway, right?
Yeah, he was stoned. He was not mad at his girlfriend, so he fucks up your sandwich, you know?
Yeah, or he saw you didn't tip him 20%, so he gives you the shitty part of the burger, half broken, extra charred, you know, no seasoning.
Yeah, I'm all for it, dude. I like that. I want the robot making my food.
I just think this is where it's going, and, you know, they keep putting out these little caveats like, oh, you know, we're not there quite yet, but, well, you know, it looks like you're pretty much there. And it seems like we just enacted this new minimum wage in California this month. And so all of you people are freaking out because it's going to spread like wildfire across the country. And you're going to need to replace these people within a year with your robots and your AI.
Yeah, think about how much money you save if you only need one person working.
Yes, dude.
God.
Oh, man, I've been saying it over... Oh, it's just so obvious that this is where it's leading. And maybe that's the true diabolical nature of Gavin Newsom and the Democrats and their push to raise all these minimum wages, because these are the folks who are bought all in on the NVIDIA and the AI chips and all that stuff. So maybe this is all in a roundabout way... a method to get the robots and the AI into the mainstream and onto the workforce.
Till the AI gets too advanced, then it realizes it's too good to make burgers, and then it relegates us to making its food.
Oh. And then the AI, strictly TikTok influencers, right? That's it for AI. Instagram and TikTok influencers and Twitch, whatever the gamers are doing, right?
That's all it eats. Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, man. Well, that's where I see it all heading, and I think it's pretty obvious. What did we cover? It was the Axios article last week, and it's the robot. Well, it's the one who can lift, like, 1,000 pounds over its head and then do parkour at the same time and, like, leap across buildings. That's one guy.
Like, stack just pallets of stuff.
Yeah, over and over again, endlessly, forever. Yeah. And they got the one little robot, Spot or whatever, with the arm. And it just, that's your burger maker that's going to replace Svetlana over there. He just goes, picks up the lettuce, drops it on the bun. Pick up the onion, drop it on the bun. It's so simple, man.
Just like those Amazon warehouses. It's like all robots.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Good job, people. You raised your you raised your wage high enough that you don't have a job anymore. So good job.
Yeah, outsourced yourself, man. Good times ahead. Do you see a world where the robots enter the plumbing situation?
Oh, it's only a matter of time. Yeah.
I feel like this would be good to have from a plumbing standpoint if you're trying to get into tight spaces. You know, you send in one of the robots.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Right. I'm sure they use them on, like, I don't know. It would be great for, like, when you have those nuclear disasters and stuff.
Well, probably. You could have
the robot plumber work at the nuclear plant.
Right, yeah. All right. I'm excited.
Plumbing's hard. The skilled labor is going to be the last to go, but it's coming. I mean, it's coming for everybody.
I think for skilled laborers, AI and augmented reality and robot assistance will be, you know, a huge help in as far as, like, reducing workplace injuries and, you know what I mean? Like, probably making jobs go faster. But I don't think you'll ever replace the human element in those kind of scenarios.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, for plumbing new construction, a lot of it is just, like, same thing over and over again, you know?
Yeah, repetition, man.
So that's. I think you could get a robot to do that.
All right, man.
Eventually. Well, we'll get there eventually. If the AI learns. You know?
Yeah, man. All right. Well, let's see here. What else did I have on the docket today, Mike? Anything that interested you particularly? I put a whole bunch on there. Oh, yeah.
You put AOC's face on O.J. Simpson. I didn't even hear AOC this week. I got to know what you got.
Well, the juice is loose in heaven or hell, however you judge the man. I didn't really have much on O.J. I don't think I ever clipped anything on it, but...
I think him dying, though, it, like, even proves he was innocent. No deathbed confession? Come on.
30 celebrities... allegedly visited with OJ in the 2 weeks leading up to his death, and he apparently had them all sign NDAs, including his children. So I stand by the belief and the theory that OJ took the fall for his son who murdered Nicole Brown and Goldman.
Yeah, that's kind of what I believe, although the evidence is stacked against him.
Well, no, I the glove did not fit. And, folks, if it doesn't fit, you've got to acquit. But also, you know, I think, like, a lot of the stuff, like the footprints and everything, because him and his son were similar, aren't they similar-sized guys, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, but the socks, the bloody socks are the giveaway.
There's a lot going on. I totally see a scenario where the son murders, and then in the heat of the moment, OJ just happens to be there, kind of sees what's taking place, and that's why he was late getting out to his limo. Remember the limo driver claimed he saw a dark figure jump the fence? And dude, the stories from the eyewitnesses are the craziest part of the OJ murder.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, man. It never seemed like he was the guy. I don't know why, but, you know, it goes to the man's grave, I guess, right?
I will never know. Yeah. And I like the sun theory. I do like the sun
theory. I love it, and it gives this element, this complexity that you don't even know who to feel bad for or who to hate anymore, and it's not even racist at this point. There's like family stuff involved. Like it's so complex that we have to eliminate all social nonsense that was involved with it at the beginning.
But that's the thing, is like all the jurors, they like all say he's guilty, but you had to let him go because he was a black man.
Yes.
So it's okay, I don't know. It's like he didn't even get found. Like they didn't even convince the jury that he wasn't guilty. The jury was just like, no, the black man deserves one.
Dude, it did not matter how much evidence proved OJ killed those two people. The man was going to walk out of that jail. He was going to walk, no matter what, man.
Think the juice is going to jail? Come on. Come on. Could you see my naked gun?
I watched all these clips over the last couple days of the remembrance of OJ. I found it very fascinating how there was a rose-colored lens to his life still now here, you know, in this time frame, where I really, in my head, I thought, if he really killed those people, they would have gone scorched earth with this guy in the news on his death. But
yeah,
a lot of stuff I saw, like, it was like OJ remembered and revered and beloved for his incredible feats as an athlete, for being the first to eclipse 2,000 yards rushing. And then he was even more beloved because he was known for his commercials and being in the Naked Gun movies. But then all things were tarnished by the alleged murder of the two white people, right? And they kind of like sprinkled it in there, whereas you would think if he was such a horrible guy and if they truly believed it, maybe they would have gone right for the jugular on O.J. Simpson, well known for being a murderer.
And he never did it again. It's a little suspicious.
I know, the only reason he went to jail later on is because he got in trouble for trying to steal back his own memorabilia.
Not only that, the whole story of, like, he did it because he was, he was hurt, he was in love with her and all that. It's like, I don't know, he was OJ in the 90s. Like, that guy could have had any woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's going out there to kill her. Well, I don't know. The sun theory makes more sense.
Makes more sense. And that's why I feel as if the news was a little soft on OJ. And they seem to kind of hint, like, we still love OJ. Right? except for this lady on CNN, which I got. And then we'll go to the other clip. But I wanted to toss this one out there. I'm sure you saw it floating around. I don't know who this person is, but they were commemorating and remembering OJ, and she decided this was a fantastical opportunity to remind the audiences at CNN how racist this country is and how everything is about racism, always and forever, right? So here we go. Let's get a little remembrance of OJ.
But it was so racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how Black Americans feel about policing. It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You right. know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the Black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who had been killed, and the history around how Black people have been persecuted during slavery. There were just so many layers. And I guess I would just close with this, is that there was racial tension then, there is racial tension now. It might not be the backdrop of the Trump campaign, but until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story till today, we will always have moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the issue of race.
I mean, name one other one in the last 28 years. You know what I mean? Come on, lady. When we're ready to have the conversation, we talk about blacks for a whole month every year. That's not enough?
All right. My favorite part about this clip is take a look when they pan out and the people watching her explain yeah. these three white people. Like, oh yeah, keep telling us how racist we are. Come on. Give it to me.
That guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you know he's straight. He's too afraid to say anything in this moment.
Not like that man who has sex with other men, Don Lemon, who will just call anyone a racist as he pleases.
No, that was a straight man, and he was terrified. Terrified. That's why I don't want to be anywhere near that conversation.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, always an opportunity to race bait and fear monger and, you know, stoke the hatred with Americans. I love it, man. But we were heading down the road towards, I can't remember what it was now. AOC. That's right. Okay. How could I forget?
She's my favorite politician. So wise, that AOC.
All right, so I have AOC on the docket simply because she has taken it upon herself to represent Joe Biden, the Biden administration, in these times of great economic uncertainty, when they are doing what we've all been asking for him to do, relieve our student loans, because we all Americans have student loans that need to be relieved.
Well, you know they're sending her out there because they're hurting with the young voters.
Yes, that's exactly it. They need to send out the actress who used to be a bartender to appeal to the masses of the youths. Yeah, that's what's going on here. You want to dig in and hear what she's got to say about the student loan forgiveness?
I can't wait.
All right. Here we go. AOC on one of the late night Jimmys, and it doesn't matter, right? All the Jimmys are the same Jimmy. She's on the late night Jimmy, and she's going to tell us why we should all be very...
looks like she's on Stephen Colbert.
He's a late night Jimmy, and they're all the same Jimmys.
It's all the same person, but yeah.
All right, so here's AOC. She's going to give us the lowdown and how excited all of us should be. Even if you didn't go to college, you should be so excited that these people don't have to pay their loans.
Today, the White House announced plans for a new student debt relief program that you personally worked on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell me about it.
So there are over 40 million student loan borrowers in the United States. Today, President Biden just unveiled a plan to offer relief in some way, shape, or form, either complete or partial, to 30 million of them. 30 million student loan borrowers are going to start seeing relief.
Just because I know how recently this was you, are you one of the people who will benefit from this program?
Now, I don't think I will be. Actually, I'm going to be one of the few.
No, late night Jimmy. I made millions on insider trading with Nancy Pelosi. I don't need that relief anymore, you silly goose.
No, I came into Congress in debt. Now I have $29 million. What are you talking about?
Come on, have you seen these tits? Totally done by Nancy Pelosi's guy. These aren't cheap, baby. Oh, come on.
Isn't her husband now? Isn't he like royalty too?
Oh no.
Like connected to some family, yeah.
Is he in cahoots with the royal Anunnaki bloodline of some sort?
Yeah, he's something. I forgot what it is.
They all are. Everybody has to have some link to the reptilian Anunnaki bloodline if they want to be involved or, you know, in the big game or part of the big club, if you will.
You that doesn't. I'm a member of Congress. I'm a little bit outside the threshold and bounds, but...
I'm above you losers, right? Don't you see? I'm here. You're here.
No, I don't need the government to help me. But you cousins do.
Folks, I make my own living. I'm not a pathetic loser like yourselves who depends on the government for freebies.
What's wrong with you guys?
But if I wasn't, you know, just a few years ago, waitress me 5 years ago would have benefited from it. Congresswoman.
It's funny you say that, AOC. 5 years ago, you were just a waitress, and now your net worth is like $200 million? How did
29.
You?
29.
What was it?
29 mil. Still incredible.
Incredible. What a rise in fortune for a lowly bartender. Right.
Lowly bartender. Dude, she's been in Congress for like 10 years now.
Wait, so she was in Congress and still a bartender?
No. I thought she's been... How long has she been in office?
I don't think that long. I'm willing to bet she started 2017-ish.
No, really?
I think she, like, first came in when Trump won in the 2016 election, man.
Was she a reaction to Trump? Oh, yeah, 2018.
I just feel like maybe potential partial reaction to Trump, but also go back in time, man. We're talking the era of the pussy hats and, you know, Me Too. Man, we were getting anyone who was a woman and a firebrand and, you know, ready to take on the men of our society. We were taking them to the top, baby.
You're right. Dude, she didn't even take office till 2019.
Wow, isn't that insane? That is how insufferable AOC is. I feel like I've been with this woman my entire life.
I know. I'm more sick of you than Mitch McConnell. Jesus Christ.
Will not, but that's okay. I'll take the knock if it means that that people can get relief. And, you know, this is huge. This is people getting the student loan forgiveness, their student loans canceled. It means that, you know, it's hope to buy a house or have a kid or travel abroad or maybe even go back to school. And
so you could pile on more debt and then we'll pay it off for you.
What the fuck?
Just go ahead. It's all free anyways, right? It doesn't matter. You'll never have to pay for it.
I like that too. Like you could go travel abroad. Yeah, I'm fucking plumber's dime who didn't get fucking college debt.
See the world. Go to the Louvre in France, right? Come on. Culture yourself. The time is now for you.
You know, we need to give this money to people for the next time we lock them down in their homes. They can all travel to Florida like I did. Yeah.
It's amazing that they think that this is good news for a majority of Americans, and I have a clip to follow this up with to give everybody else an idea of what the other side of the aisle thinks of this whole thing. You know, blue-collar America, people who decided to not blow their future life savings on, you know, lifetime of debt. Yeah, they decided to go work hard.
The military for that free college?
Yes.
Some people sacrificed a lot to go to college.
You know, 30 million people in a country of 380 million plus 40 million more migrants. That's not a lot of people, man.
No.
All right. All right. I got a little bit left to finish
pursue a career that maybe they otherwise wouldn't have. I mean, one of the reasons that's not me now is because I didn't feel like I'd be able to afford medical school. And so hopefully someone else who's at an ICEF competition somewhere will be able to do that because of this. So,
yeah. Oh, you're such a hero, AOC. Oh. Thank you.
See, I was going to be a doctor, but then I looked at their paycheck and you see what a congressman makes with all the perks?
Yeah, and then I started following Nancy Pelosi's trades on Twitter and I decided, well, I'm going to be a congresswoman.
That looks way easier. Just go to the Met Gala for free.
Oh, man, I can think of fewer things more infuriating in this election cycle than the Biden administration's just insistence on weekly at this point announcing a new round of these student loans that are being forgiven. Like, we just talked about it like a week ago. It was 10, 20,000 or whatever, and now it's 30 million. I mean, it's just... Every week, it's a new number of random people who are being forgiven for their loans, and it doesn't make any sense. I am further going down the pathway of, it's all bullshit, no one's getting anything forgiven, and they're just making up numbers every single week just to pad this election that's coming down in November.
Somebody's getting it. I don't know. They keep raising our taxes, keep giving money away.
Well, maybe they're announcing these bullshit like debt relief plans. And it's just to make us all feel like, oh, that's where all these increased taxes are coming from. Oh, now I get it, right? It's the migrants.
Now I don't mind paying. Yeah, give it to the migrants. Give it to Ukraine. Fuck the Jews. And give it to the college kids.
You know what, Jared Polis? Take another 1% of my paycheck for maternity leave for all the gay people out there like Pete Buttigieg who want to breastfeed their kids.
Let's really save America, you know? That's what we need. Yeah, crazy.
That is insane. And AOC is just a bonkers human being. She's an actress. She is paid to instigate and be a part of the squad. And you know, she's just there for the liberals and to get the youth vote in because the Democrats realize that they are losing pretty much everyone at this point. The student loan debt relief forgiveness nonsense. Why does it bother me so much? Well, the Supreme Court... announced, they ruled it was illegal.
Yeah, I know. Unconstitutional. Can't do it.
But Joe Biden just every week announcing more relief.
Yeah, that was the back door. We're going to go around the constant, go around the Supreme Court and do it anyways.
Yeah, but remember, they're eliminating Trump from the ballot to save democracy. Don't forget. All right.
And RFK, so.
And RFK, yeah, it's crazy what they're doing to RFK. Well, either way, I have a rebuttal, folks. It's true.
Ooh.
Let's hear both sides of crazy. I got your favorite, Mike. The man.
The Zodiac Killer himself.
The man, the myth. The Zodiac Killer. Legend.
His wife's a dog, and he knows it.
Ted Cruz, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. I love Ted. You know, he's a smart man. He's tough to look at, sometimes even tough to listen to. And it's true. His wife is a dog. But unfortunately...
He's more like the judge from Idiocracy every day.
Yes, that's right, dude. But he always tends to kind of frame current events in a constitutional way that is understandable and easy to follow. And I think we need more of that. And unfortunately, because he is Ted Cruz, this man just gets censored by all media all the time. He gets basically 10 minutes on Fox Business. I don't even know what channel that is. You know what I'm saying? Like that's where they put Ted Cruz.
Great podcast. Got to listen to his podcast.
Yeah, The Verdict with Ted. He's a smart man, and he's going to give us the real lowdown on why this is such an upsetting announcement by the Biden administration. Why, outside of the 40 million people allegedly that are giving this, that are needing forgiveness in student loan debt, there is another, 320 million Americans out there who are going to be taxed for this. That's why it's so upsetting. And these are hardworking people, and Ted Cruz frames it elegantly here, and let's give it a gander.
Who works? The Democrat Party has abandoned blue-collar workers, has abandoned working men and women. And what this decision is doing is robbing blue-collar workers. If you're a truck driver, if you're a waitress, what Biden is saying is we're going to take money from you. We're going to take money from you either in the form of higher taxes or we're going to borrow and make you pay off that debt. But either way, they're taking it from you to pay off the debts of a bunch of woke gender studies majors because that's who the Democrat Party listens to. That's number one. They are screwing blue collar workers. Number two, this decision, as you noted, is utterly lawless. The Supreme Court struck it down. The Biden White House knows what they're doing is lawless. You can't give away $500 billion or $1 trillion without Congress passing legislation. They don't care. They know it's lawless. They're doing it anyway. And number three, they are selling young people a bill of goods. Joe Biden's doing this for the same reason he did it 2 years ago, to try to buy votes, to convince young people, look, I'm giving you free stuff, but here's the thing. They know this will be struck down in court, so they're lying to young people. They're trying to dupe young people in making a promise that they know will never be delivered upon because the courts will strike it down. But the Biden administration thinks young people are not very bright and they'll be fooled by this political ploy. I don't think that'll happen.
Well, that's the beauty of this story. You know, judging from all these polls coming out, the younger folks ain't buying this.
I'm going to stop it there. I think we got the gist of the lowdown. But yeah, the reality is I think people have warmed up to the idea like, hey, you know, this guy keeps promising pizza every day and I can't even afford my groceries. What's happening here?
Can't even buy eggs. Forget about the pizza. Yeah, what's going on? I think you're right, too. Nobody knows anybody that got student debt relief.
I swear, this, again, it reminds me of The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where they always advertise the three dudes who won the Running Man and are on the Bahama vacation, and then Arnold sees the dead skeletons, you know, hidden away in the back scene somewhere. That's what we're seeing here, man. In 1984, people play the lottery in hopes that they could win out their freedom and escape from whatever, you know, life they're living. And the reality is there's no winners in the lottery. The lottery doesn't even exist, but they keep playing it anyways and convincing people that there are winners and someday you could be one too.
So. We'll see. Because how many did they say got relief last time?
It doesn't matter. Every time I read the article, it's 20 million, 30 million, 40 million. At this point, I got relief from my student loan debts, and I didn't even take them out.
That's what I'm thinking.
I got a check coming in the mail, man.
Because even AOC said there's only 40 million and this one's going to help 30 million. Well, I know you said 20 million the last
year. Yes, so. That's right. They're just shaving off the top and giving the rest to the migrants. Newcomers, right? They need all that money they can get, man. Yeah, the newcomers, baby.
They count Zelensky's cocaine habit as student loans. So
somebody, someone's got to pay for the man's sleeves, dude. I need his sleeves, the money, the cocaine, the hookers.
He's getting more and more desperate.
I think he's about to flee. I read this, and I think it's easily Googleable. I wish I had pulled it up earlier, but Zelensky just purchased a mansion in the UK for like 2.8 rubles or euros, whatever they use over there. Yeah. Yes, dude. Yeah. Zelensky just bought an estate in the UK. And he, wow. I guarantee this dude is out of, he's probably not even in Ukraine and hasn't been for maybe 10 months.
Nah, probably for longer than that.
We were speculating this back at the start of this, like in the heyday when, you know, they would show Anderson Cooper supposedly on the scene in Kyiv. It was really like a blue screen behind them. Like, I don't think any of these people were ever in Kyiv. I think they were mostly in Poland the whole time.
Honestly. Who's the Zoolander guy?
Yeah, Ben Stiller went out there.
Ben Stiller went there. We were like, nah, they're in Poland.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Sean Penn went out there to smelt his Oscar and make him a golden bullet to kill Vladimir Putin with.
Ridiculous. So ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, we haven't heard a lot about Ukraine, really. They kind of, I think they realized people aren't into it anymore, and you're getting more protesters that are supporting Palestine and Hamas, so you might as well just keep milking that cow, right? That's where all
which
the
is crazy.
It is pretty crazy. You know, I don't even know if I had it. I thought I did. Bill Maher had a nice rant on being less like Canada at the end of his show. I don't know if you caught his program. It was pretty good. And I couldn't agree more. And he threw out some fantastical numbers about Canada, Finland, all these ultra-liberal places that, you know, everyone aspired to be like. I know, you know, people in Colorado or Denver, Boulder specific, wanted to be just like Finland and all these places. But apparently now, Sweden has one of the highest gang crime rates in the world because they opened up their doors to, I can't remember the country, Somalis or something, and they've just, like, come in.
Immigrants, man. Illegal immigrants are never the people you want in your country.
You know? They're mostly murderers, drug dealers, rapists. Some, I assume, are good people.
Some are good people.
I assume.
But, yeah, they don't send their best, you know?
That was one of the funniest statements that guy had made in his like run-up to the 2016 election, and it was oddly prophetic for what we're experiencing now. Like, he actually nailed it with that statement on what's coming through the border.
It's insane to go back now and see the clips of Trump where he's like, if Joe Biden wins, they're going to open the border. They're going to flood your cities with migrants. It's like they're going to steal resources from you to support them. He talks about you're going to be paying $7, $8 for gas. You know, inflation's going to go through the roof. He's going to start wars in the Middle East. It's like everything he warned, you look around and you're like, damn. It happened. 4 years, it all happened. It all came in, you know?
Not only that, he said something along the lines of, you'll experience a depression like this world has never seen before. And if you look at the actual numbers and adjust for inflation, we are experiencing worse economic turmoil than they were during the depression.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I just don't know how they're doing such a good job of hiding it. Dude, there's like no more middle class. They have gotten rid of the middle class.
Yes, we're all poor together.
You have to make $200,000 a year to be middle class. Everybody else were poor.
Also, you know? And this is anecdotal, but I've heard this through work and through family, through Emma, and you know, not a lot of traveling this year, man. People are canceling vacations. They ain't going on the big tours or the big trips or the, you know, all you can eat, all you can drink getaways. It seems like the Bidenomics and the Build Back Better has caught up to everybody in 2024.
Yeah. You know what I bet is popping is Wisconsin Dells.
Yes. Yeah.
I've heard two people now say they're going. They're taking the kids up to the Dells. You know, we used to go to Disney World. Now we're going to the Dells.
I read something where it's almost unaffordable completely to go to Disney World at this point. I don't know how people go.
Yeah, dude. Like,
take a mortgage out. You ever
see that clip where the guy breaks it down and it's like the family of four, like $3,600 a day is what it comes out to or something like that?
Buy a car. Go buy yourself a car. If you're going to do that, go buy a car. You're way better off, I promise you. Oh, my God.
The kids won't even remember, you know?
Yes.
They'll have more fun at the Dells, you know?
Buy a nice SUV, take a road trip to the Wisconsin Dells. Everyone will remember it. It'll be great for everybody, and you'll have probably saved yourself some money.
Yeah, go camping.
Go camping, dude. Oh, man. Well, that's the time that is upon us, I would say, because everybody is broke, and that's Bidenomics. And speaking of time, Mike, you guessed it. There's no doubt about it. This is the fastest hour in the universe.
Before we go, I was going to say, you know, the most memorable trip we took was probably to South Dakota.
Yes. The Badlands. We went to Mount Rushmore.
Dude, it was a great crazy horse.
That's right, man. And the Black Hills.
Camping in the Badlands was probably one of the coolest things ever.
That was a funny night, too. I have a very specific memory of our, I think, one or two nights that we slept in the Badlands. It might have been one night, if I remember correctly. But it was so hot, and we were in that tent, and I didn't sleep at all. And I very, very specifically remember sitting up and deciding, it's so hot in here, I'm just going to go stand outside or sit outside. And I got up, and then Dad was wide awake also, and he goes, Frank, where are you going? I said, it's too hot in here, I'm going outside. And he goes, me too. And me and him went outside and just kind of watched the sunrise because it was just too damn hot to keep trying to sleep. But what a wonderful sunrise. I'll never forget it. Right?
Yeah. See, that's cost him a lot less than Disney World.
That's right. We'll never miss Epcot Center. I'll tell you what, man.
Waiting in line. There were no lines in the Badlands. That's the best part. Run around. Got to see snakes and stuff.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Great time, man. Yeah, take your kids camping. Go. There's so much of America to see. That's beautiful. Disneyland's not beautiful. It's a disgusting tourist trap. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.